Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Hi there, come on in. I'm Uncle Charlie. Welcome to Children's Bible Hour Storytime. Hey, kids, do you have a flashlight of your very own? Well, our story today is all about a flashlight, a boy, and some problems. The name of our story, written for the Children's Bible Hour by Allegra McBurney, is entitled The Flashlight. As Bill walked to school one day, he saw his classmate, Tom. Bill had been trying without success to get Tom to come to Sunday school with him. Bill was concerned because Tom didn't go to church anywhere.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Bill.
Wait up. I'll walk with you.
Come on, we better hurry. You know the look Miss Adams always gives us if we walk in late.
Oh, yeah. I don't want that. Man, I sure wish it were Friday.
Me too. Then instead of school tomorrow, we could head over to the vacant lot for a ball game.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, do you think maybe this week you could come to Sunday school with me? If you'd come at least once, I know you'd like it. Honest.
You mean it, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, I think I will go with you this Sunday.
All right. That's great, Tom.
Hey, did you get all that reading done that we're supposed to have finished today?
No, not all of it. I tried to, but wow. What a lot of reading. I just couldn't get it done in time. Did you do it?
Yeah, finally. Sure took a long time, though. Uh-oh. We better run. It's almost time for the bell.
All right, class. Let's have it quiet. We have a lot to do today. First, how many of you completed the reading assignment I gave you? Raise your hand if you've done all the reading. Very good. Bill? Do I see your hand up?
Yes.
Great. Then that's 100% of the class. Wonderful. Now, let's take some time to talk about what we read.
School was over. Tom and Bill walked home together. Something had been bothering Tom all day long.
Hey, Bill. There's something I've been wanting to ask you since school started this morning. It's about that reading assignment. You told me you didn't get it done. But when Miss Adams asked you about it, you said you did. Why did you do that?
I didn't want to be the only person who didn't raise his hand.
Hey, Bill, Tom, want to meet at the park and play ball for a while? We're going to choose up sides.
Yeah, I guess so. You too, Bill?
Sure. I have to go home first, though, or my mom will get on my case. But I'm sure she'll let me play. See you in a few minutes.
Okay, see you there.
Second. Bill, catch.
Yeah, saw it at first, too. Double play. Nice throw, Tom.
But I was safe.
Safe? You are not. You're out.
No, I'm not. Honest.
I know I got the guy out at second, but I couldn't really see what happened after I threw the ball to you, Bill. Are you sure he's out?
I'm not. I touched the base before Bill got the ball.
No way. I had the ball way before you ever got there.
Aw, come on, Bill. Let him be safe. It's not that important.
Yeah, Bill. What does it matter? Just let him be safe.
Oh, all right. Stay on the base then, you baby.
After the game, Bill and Tom walked home together.
That was fun, especially since we won. Hey, good time to stop in at my house for a few minutes, Tom?
Sure. I can't stay long, though. It's getting late.
I want to show you a new flashlight I got. It's really cool.
Looks like your mom just got home. Where'd she go?
Oh, she went to the grocery store while we were playing ball. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mrs. Carney.
Hi, boys. You're just in time. Would you mind bringing in the groceries from the car for me?
No, I don't mind.
Yeah, sure, Mom. I'll do it in a minute.
I'll leave you boys to it, then. I'll go in and get supper started.
Okay, come on, Tom. My flashlight's in my room.
But shouldn't we take in the groceries first like your mom asked us?
What's the hurry? That stuff I'll keep. I want to show you my new flashlight.
Well, okay. Wow, this is a cool flashlight, Bill. They advertise it on TV.
Yeah, Mom got it for me yesterday.
Hey, speaking of your mom, shouldn't we get those groceries out of the car for her?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I guess we better go get them. No groceries out here.
Uh-oh. Your mother must have taken them in herself.
Well, I do enough around here anyway. Every time I want to play, she has something else she wants me to help her with. It gets to be a pain.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Bill.
Oh, hi, Mom.
I gotta get going. My mom will be looking for me.
Okay, see ya, Tom.
Tom, before you go, do you think maybe you'd like to come with Bill to Sunday school this Sunday? We'd sure like to have you come with us.
Well, I told Bill this morning I thought I'd go with you on Sunday. But now, I don't know, Mrs. Carney. I guess I'll just stay home. Thanks anyway. See ya, Bill.
Yeah, see ya. That's funny, Mom. This morning he said he'd come to Sunday school with me. And now he says he won't go.
It's too bad he changed his mind. By the way, I have to say I'm very disappointed in you, Bill. Lately, you seem to be concerned about yourself and nobody else. For example, you didn't bring in the groceries when I asked you to, even after you said you would. You need to learn to consider other people.
Aw, Mom.
Bill, you better go get ready for bed. It's late.
Okay, Mom. I am kind of tired. Can't find my new flashlight. Do you know where it is?
Yes, I see it. You left it here this afternoon. I'll bring it to you. Here you are, Bill. Here's your flashlight.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. Good night, son. I'll turn out the light on my way out.
Wait, Mom. You want to see how my new flashlight works in the dark? Look. Hey! What's the matter? My flashlight doesn't work. It worked all right this afternoon. Turn the light back on, will you, Mom? So I can see what's wrong.
There you go. Maybe you should check the batteries.
Do you think they're dead already?
Well, it doesn't seem to be making a good connection, does it?
I'll unscrew the end and see if they're in wrong or something. Hey, what's this jammed in here? Huh? Some little pieces of felt between the battery and the light bulb. No wonder it didn't work. And there are words written on them. Lying, selfishness, disobeying, complaining. Where did these come from?
I must confess, Bill, I put them in there.
You did it? What for, Mom?
I thought it might help you understand something. Bill, you've asked the Lord Jesus to forgive your sins and save you, to come into your heart and make you His, haven't you?
Sure, that was a long time ago.
The Bible says when you did that, you became a new person. But it seems to me that lately you've been allowing the old Bill to be back in charge of your life instead of letting Christ in you be in charge.
What do you mean?
More and more, I'm having to correct and punish you for something. For lying when you think I won't catch you, or for being selfish, insisting on your own way instead of cooperating with others. You've been quite disobedient and unwilling to pitch in and help without complaining.
Oh, those are the things you wrote on the pieces of felt. But I don't understand. Why'd you put the felt in my flashlight?
Remember Matthew 5:16? It says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Bill, the pieces of felt kept your flashlight from shining because it blocked the source of power from working. And in the same way, your sins, the things you say or do that you know are wrong, they can interfere with your relationship with God. See, when they clog up your life, your light can't possibly shine for Jesus.
You mean, like in front of Tom?
Not just Tom. Other people, too. I can understand why Tom might have second thoughts about coming to Sunday school with you. You haven't let much light shine from your life recently, have you?
But, Mom, how can I keep shining all the time? That's hard. I want to be a good witness, but I guess I just don't have it in me.
But you're wrong, Bill. You do have it in you. Or maybe I should say you have Him in you. Because you accepted Jesus as your Savior, you have God the Holy Spirit in you.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And the Holy Spirit is kind of like the batteries in your flashlight. He's the source of power that makes the light in you shine. His power won't ever wear out, but it can be blocked by sin. See, God can keep your light shining strong and steady if you don't let sin clog up your life. Well, good night, son. Before you go to sleep, why not talk this over with the Lord? Confess all your sin to Him and ask Him to help you overcome it.
Okay, Mom. I'll do that right now. And Mom?
Yes, honey?
Thanks a lot for helping me see the light.
You're welcome.
Bill talked everything over with the Lord, saying how sorry he was for his sin. He asked for courage to apologize to Tom, which he did the very next day. And with the Lord's help, he even confessed to Miss Adams that he hadn't finished the reading assignment. In fact, Bill spent the whole day trying to let his light shine before others. It was a good ending to a long week, but the best was yet to come on the walk home from school.
I'm glad it's Friday, Tom. No more school till Monday. Yes!
But what about your Sunday school? You're going to that, aren't you?
Sunday school? Well, sure, but that's different.
Bill, I've been thinking. Can I go with you after all?
To Sunday school? Sure. We leave at 9 o'clock.
Okay, I'll be there.
Great.
See you later, Bill.
Yeah, see you, Tom. Mom, guess what happened? Tom wants to go to Sunday school with me after all.
He does? That's great. You just never know what may happen when you let your light shine for Jesus.
That song at the end of the story and the story itself reminded me of the old-time chorus we still hear once in a while, This Little Light of Mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Recently, when I was in Jamaica for meetings, I took a late-night wooden boat ride on the world-famous Luminous Lagoon. Because of the merger of hot and cold waters, a phosphorus phenomenon takes place. When you run your arms or fingers through the water, as I did, you leave a long trail of light crystals, and even the fish swimming through the water leaves streaks of light. It's something to see. Well, as I was trailing my fingers through the water and seeing the light, I started singing, This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. And just that quickly, the Jamaican boatman sitting beside me steering the boat joined in. It's so important that we keep our light clean, bright, and pure for the Lord. We do that by reading God's word and obeying it, by praying, by keeping close to the Lord. Then we can reflect His light to others. He is the light of the world, but He also said to us, You are the light of the world. Let's let our light shine for Jesus. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, because God loves kids.